Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on October 12th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
All right. And, of course, I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. It's a little chilly, but
it is.
We've taken the fan out of the window in our bedroom because it's too chilly for that. And we're kind of getting into the fall mode now.
You know something, it's funny that you mention that. Before we had this last little heat spell.
Yeah.
Just a couple of days before, I changed my bedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took off the coverlet and I put the comforter back on.
Mm-hmm.
And the other morning was the first time this season that I put the heat on.
Yeah, it's been kind of chilly.
A little chilly in the morning. It's a little damp. We're a little gray, you know, in the morning. So we're back to our kind of regular thing.
Right.
But speaking of the weather, I don't know if I mentioned to you, a couple of weeks ago, I went to my doctor for my annual physical.
Uh-huh.
And she told me I was vitamin D deficient.
Vitamin D.
Yeah, so I went out this Sunday for a bike ride and I got sunburned. So there goes my vitamin D deficiency right out the window. Yeah. Not on purpose. It was an accident. It was so gorgeous that Sunday. And I just wanted to get out on my bike.
Right.
And John wasn't feeling 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go out. And I just, you know, I just didn't even think. I just ran and got my bike and I was out for a couple hours and forgot to put the sunscreen on before I went out. So I was glowing very red.
Speaking of that, what have you been eating lately?
Oh, my goodness. I've told you about the new restaurant, Suburbia.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've been.
Oh, you went?
Yes. We've been, and we love it.
What, did you go for breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
You did?
Yes, and we had soft eggs.
Did you? What did you think?
They're delicious. I agree. That's a great innovation.
It's the only way to cook scrambled eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was meeting some. I had to meet somebody business thing last night, and I suggested, why don't we just meet over at Suburbia? We should be able to get a seat, at the bar at that hour. It's 5:00. So I went over there, and I was just gonna have one glass of wine, talk about what we had, talk about, and leave. But when I got there, she was having a little appetizer, so I was like, oh, I'll get a little something.
Mm-hmm.
They have these. Oh gosh, I'll never remember the name of them. Pau de Cuijo or something like that. I think it's Brazilian.
Uh-huh.
And it said something cheese puffs.
Uh-huh.
And And I asked the bartender, I said, so what are these exactly? He said, they're cheese puffs. I'm like, cheese puffs like the cheese puffs you buy in the store, like those crunchy things?
Yeah.
And he said, no. And I was like, what the heck? You know, I'll order them. So it was just a little appetizer thing. And came out, and it was four of these. They look like little rolls.
Yeah.
And it came with a side, a little thing of butter and honey and a little dash of herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I took one bite of this thing and I went, oh my God. And everybody in the restaurant looked at me, you know, all the bartenders. I was like, these are delicious. and I could, it looked like it had the texture of a little roll, but I asked him about it. He found out from the chef. It's made from potato flour and cornstarch, and there's, you know, there's cheese on it. I think it was some sort of Parmesan, but they were delicious.
Whoa.
Delicious. Really,
that
really
good?
That good.
An appetizer at the bar.
It's they're little rolls. They're like little cheesy rolls is what they are, but I had a visceral reaction to it, you know? So, anyway, yeah, that was really, really good. And then I had to come home and make dinner. But the other thing I wanted to mention to you, I found out last week that our friends at Feed the Kitty,
yes,
they now have their own weekly podcast.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. They're
a petition.
Oh, I wouldn't say, you know, here in the South Bay, it's never about competition. they are airing on Wednesdays on Healthy Life Network. They have a show, I think it's from 2 to 3 every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, since they're musicians, you know, they'll be playing music. They're going to have musical guests and stuff. Their inaugural show, they had Mayor Aspel on as their guest because they're all friends. So, yeah, so Feed the Kitty now has a one-hour show one day a week.
And let me guess, is it about music?
Yeah, but it'll also be South Bay-centric.
Okay.
You know, they'll have their musical friends on. I'm sure they'll play their own music. You know, they're in a studio. They have their guitars and everything.
Right.
But they'll also have, you know, local personalities on, you know.
Okay.
Just because they know everybody.
Fantastic.
So good luck to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah. That's exciting. And also, you know, Jackie, we've been talking about food. We've been talking about lots of things as you move into fall. And certainly this is the season. But there's something about, you know, scents and just, well, my wife has been reading this book. I can't wait to read it. It's called Blue Mind. It's all about the science that shows how being near, in, on, or underwater can make you happier, healthier, more connected.
Oh, I believe that.
Isn't that interesting?
I've always believed that.
One of the authors is a Jacques Cousteau's, I think his granddaughter, Céline Cousteau. And it's about water and the science behind why water makes us feel better.
There was a great meme on Facebook a while back. It was a picture of a woman, like, standing in or near the ocean or and something to the effect of, this is the only salt that won't raise your blood pressure. No, I've always believed that, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to talk to someone that knew something about the power of scent and the sea, that would really make us feel better.
Well, fortunate for you, we've got somebody.
Wonderful. Who's that?
Our guest this morning is Christina Wenstrom of Soap Seas. Christina is the founder, owner, maker of Soap Seas, an all-natural soap and bath product business inspired by the sea and founded in 2015. Since then, Christina has worked and collaborated with the Portofino Hotel, Robbins Brothers of Torrance, the Sea Lab, and also sells her products in prime locations throughout the beach cities. She has donated to local charities such as Walk with Sally, the Jimmy Miller Memorial Foundation, and Surfing for a Cure. She is the leader of the Academy of Handmade South Bay Chapter of Los Angeles, a Redondo Beach Chamber member, and is active in several community organizations. And you can find her selling at local festivals and events in the South Bay, as well as online at soapseas.com. Now, the mission of Soap Seas is to spread the playful love of the beach and to nourish the body and soul naturally. Each soap and bath product is lovingly handcrafted in small batches to preserve the integrity of the high-quality ingredients, and everything is handmade right here in Redondo Beach. And Joe, I am very familiar with these products. Welcome to the program, Christine. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Oh, I'm so happy that that you guys asked me to come. I'm really excited.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. I mean, it's one of the things that many people think about and, talk among their friends, but we wanted to hear from an expert about this, because the world of scents and soaps is so important to our well-being. To, we talk about the sea and the ocean is so important to the well-being of just about everyone. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this whole business of soaps and scents.
Well, I've always been loving of the beach. I'm a beach girl, love the beach. I live a block away from the beach. And when I started using, mass-produced products, I started recognizing the ingredients that went into the products. You know, just like when you look at what goes into your food, I was looking at the labels on my skincare bottles and such. And then, I just got a little frustrated with, seeing all these ingredients that I couldn't recognize or pronounce. And I realized, there has to be a better way. I need a better way to regulate what is going on my skin. Our skin's the biggest organ that we have, so I wanted to nourish it as properly as possible. And being a beach girl, I knew that if to blend the both loves of, natural skincare and me loving the beach, I wanted to combine the two. And so that's how Soapsy's brand came about. And plus, it's just a fun, I just wanted it to be a fun beach brand that people could recognize coming definitely from the beach. So
right.
My whole product line is inspired by the sea. Every single one I name either after, a Redondo Beach place, or I name it, one named after my beach bike, call it Beach Cruiser. So there's these playful, names that go along with it, but I make sure to add in each different product something from the beach or the sea, whether it's spirulina or seaweed or sea salt. There's some kind of element that you could find from the sea that's in my product. So it definitely shines through in all my line.
Joe, I have to tell you, I can hear you typing. You're looking up her website right now, I bet.
Yeah.
You can see it. Yeah, because as I said, I'm very familiar with her products. I have them. I use them. And I've given them as gifts. But the thing that I – beyond all of this, the quote-unquote scientific part of it, what you're making this stuff out of, Christine, is they're beautiful. They are the soaps are absolutely – they look like – it looks like the top of the oceans with waves.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. Yeah,
no, they really
wanted it to look.
They're really gorgeous, and they feel good, and they smell so good. And give us some of the names of some of them. I can't remember all of them.
Seafoam is my baby. That's the one that started the whole idea and the business and the brand and the look. So Seafoam is the number one that I came out with. That's the one that actually I ended up selling out for the first time at the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair. Mm-hmm. I've never had a show where I've sold out of at least one product, and that one sold out within, just a couple hours. So that's the one that looks like a sculpted wave topping. Looks exactly like what it's called, sea foam, and that's like a blue and white one.
Mm-hmm.
Smells very very fresh, just like you jumped out of the ocean. So a lot of men and women gravitate to that one. I also have another one called Esplanade. A lot of Redondo Beach locals know about the Esplanade here, and I wanted to make a soap just to, give homage to the Esplanade and the beautiful walkway that we go on to see the sunset every day. And that one's with sea clay, and that one's another fresh-smelling one, too. But then I also have other playful ones, like Beach Cruiser, which is a fun pink floral scent, kind of reminiscent of kind of Hawaii almost, because it's plumeria and jasmine. But, yeah, a lot of people, they have different reactions when they come into my booth or they get some of my products from a custom order or at my stockist locations. You know, some soaps, people that I would think would like, you know, they like other ones. So it's cool to see, you know, how everyone collectively loves the whole sea, you know, essence of my line. But, yeah, it's a fun line.
Yeah, Joe, I was, I think it was at the Riviera Village Summer Festival. I stopped by your table and she had some samples out and I tested a hand cream or a body cream, a moisturizer.
Yeah.
And I had a visceral reaction to it. I smelled it and it reminded me of my childhood growing up at the beach.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, like,
I love that.
Scent does that to me. Scent does that to me. Scent will bring me back to a place.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
More so than anything else.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a huge part of memory. And that's the point, just the point I was getting to, Christina, is when and how did you realize that this is one of those businesses, I think, like it's like almost like a vice, not quite
mm-hmm.
like alcohol, like, you know, the two main vices are alcohol and sugar.
Right.
And
well,
you found a third one.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was always that chick to, you know, the store and get the newest lotion or the newest body spray or the newest anything. Because, yeah, I just love to be encompassed by scents. It makes me feel good. You know, it makes me feel fresh. And I just knew that once I started this business, I wanted it to be completely, you know, from me. Mm. I wanted it. Every single piece that I make has a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
My sister actually is my graphic designer, and she did a really great job of designing little pictures, you know, and designs on my labels that give you a sense of place right when you pick up either the soap bar or the sea salt spray that I have. You know, if you pick up Esplanade, you're going to see that Esplanade street sign. So you have that sense of place immediately. You pick up Beach Cruiser, you're going to see my actual pink Beach Cruiser, you know, designed right on the label. So my sister Cynthia did a really good job with helping me create, you know, that great story and that connection. And people love that. People love that connection when they talk to me and they meet me. They love knowing that a piece of me is in each and every product, you know. And then they know their maker. You know, South Bay has become more and more aware of local handmade goods, and you know, I welcome people to ask me questions because they feel good about buying my products, you know.
Well, you know, we're going to have a guest on, I think tomorrow, Heidi Butzing,
mm-hmm.
who would tell you that's a trend all over the country,
mm-hmm.
that everyone is starting to understand that when you buy local in your own community from local entrepreneurs, hand-making items, the benefits just compound and compound and compound, you get to know who makes your stuff or makes your food.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Also, I have to say, though, you could become big. I mean, I love this soap.
Oh, that's cool. I hope so.
This, Jackie, I'm in love with the URL.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you are. I'm in love with the logo. I love
right.
the logo. It's just, it's fresh, it's beachy, it's simple, you know, it's simple.
Right.
It's soapsies. It's and yeah, I love everything about it. You know,
oh, cool.
Christina, what you were saying about putting ingredients, use the ingredients you use in the different products and stuff. You know, I heard this many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, I knew it growing up as a child. Salt water, what's the percentage? Human body, we're like, you know, like 70%
water. 70%
water,
yeah.
70%, and it's salt, it's saline, salt water. It is the best remedy for almost anything, any problem you can have. If you have
mm-hmm.
a cut or a scrape, to rinse it with salt water is 100% better than putting an ointment on it. If you
mm-hmm.
have a sore throat, to gargle with warm salt water is one of the best, one of the most soothing things you can do. When you have a sinus issue or your stuffy nose or you're congested, rinsing
right.
with a neti pot with salt water is the mm-hmm. best thing you can do for it. It's not going to inflame it. It's not going to make it. It's going to soothe it.
Right.
Yeah. And forward thinking doctors will tell you that as well. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people want to go out and buy prescription stuff and put it on. You don't know what's in this stuff. But salt water is one of the healthiest remedies we have, one mm-hmm. of the most natural remedy that we can have.
Hmm.
You knew that, right, Joe?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, well, speaking of, gosh, I have a whole list of things I want to talk about here. You recently, Christina, you recently came out with a new product. It's like a salt
yes.
spray. Tell us
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, so, okay, perfect. I just went through a product launch. My new product, it's called Vitamin C, S-E-A. It's basically beach in a bottle. It's my first aromatherapy spray, and it's an aloe and sea salt spray made with 100% essential oil blend. So it's safe for your face. You could do it as a facial spray. You could spray it on your body, on your linens, spray it on your pillow, freshen up your hotel room, your bedroom, your car. I even spray it on my yoga mat after I have a session because, you know, it gets all sweaty and I spray it a little bit and wipe it clean. So it's multi-use spray. But basically, yeah, I call it my beach in a bottle. And wherever you are, you can spritz on a little on your face or in your room, and it brings you right to the beach. It gives you that fresh moment, that fresh feeling right when you step on the sand, and that's what I wanted to give in this product. I actually collaborated with the Sea Lab, which is our local marine and education center. It's our nonprofit Sea Lab here in Redondo Beach, and a portion of the proceeds directly benefit the Sea Lab. So if you buy a bottle of this vitamin C from any of my stockist locations or when I sell them at my shows, I just debuted it at the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair last week. But if you buy one of these bottles, a portion of it goes directly to them. So not only are you supporting, you know, my small biz, my handmade biz, and my local biz, you're also supporting, you know, the local community. Me and the Sea Lab both share a great philosophy of ocean conservation, and I'm really excited that we've partnered together and bring awareness to their programs, and they're a great staple in the community, and I'm just happy that we are both working together.
That's exciting, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, isn't that exciting? I mean, I don't know. Can you think of any other small local business that is doing something like that with a product with that they're collaborating with them on?
Well, I mean, that's the thing about having a local business. You know the local issues, and of course, one of the huge local issues here in the South Bay is preservation of the ocean, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's huge, and quality of water, and Soapseas could be a national spokesman for that. It's just wonderful.
Oh yeah, I would love that. That would be amazing. I would really love that, especially just being recognized, you know, as a beach brand that I really like to connect to my community. That would be huge.
So is your main sort of driver as an entrepreneur, is it the effects that you can have on your customers, or are you looking to actually grow and branch out of the South Bay and go big? Which do you land on? Some people say, I don't want to grow. I just want
right.
to live.
Well, yeah, my core is here in Redondo Beach. This is where it all started. This is where I built everything. And yes, I definitely want to stay connected to Redondo Beach, give my respect to Redondo Beach as much as I can. But of course, I would love to branch out. I think a lot of the coastal cities would really enjoy my brand, especially, you know, like up near Santa Barbara or even down south in La Jolla. I would really think that they could benefit from my products and my mission and just, you know, like coming from a place that I actually care and I'm involved in every single step of the way. You know, I'm the behind the scenes girl. I'm the marketer girl. I make the product. I create the product. I network my product. I do it all. So I just want, you know, to show that I'm as involved as possible with every step in my business.
I love the idea of partnering with, for instance, like hotels. That is something that really can set a hotel apart. When someone has a visit to a hotel and they have a wonderful stay and they have a scent, as Jackie had said, you know, a scent that they sort of associate with being at that hotel, maybe they're able to take a sample of soap with them or something like that. That's going to have a huge impact on their wanting to come back.
Right. I believe that too. When I go stay at a hotel, I just love the city where I'm at, and I want to be connected as much as I can, even if I'm there for a day or two. And I feel that a lot of hotels should offer that to their guests, giving them a sense of place, giving them a connection to their city, to their surroundings. The Portofino actually gave connected with me, and we collaborated, and I did some custom orders for them, and they really saw my vision, and they were great at reaching out to, you know, appreciate my local philosophy, my small biz philosophy, and they gave me a shot, and I think we did a really great job collaborating, and I would love to connect more with, you know, hotels that would like to offer their guests, you know, more of that local vibe than just, you know, a mass-produced product. And
Joe, this is a great story, Christina. I'm just going to rough it out, and then you can give the details.
Okay.
Christina is very active in the community. All these different events and stuff, they have the silent auctions and stuff. She donates baskets of her products to them. You know, she supports dozens of these local nonprofits with her products. So you see them at everything. And I guess you did some baskets. Was it for Valentine's Day or something like that? Portofino asked you if you could come up with some baskets.
Right. So, it was for the Valentine's package.
Right. So she created these beautiful packages specifically for Portofino Hotel guests for that. And it was after that that they wanted to do a private label, right? Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, so we connected, and they enjoyed my products, and they wanted me to do a private label soap for them. So we were in the works of creating, you know, a design and the scent. And actually, the scent that they ended up picking, if you're lucky enough when you go to any of my shows, that's the scent that I use for lotion. So whenever I make my lotion, I usually use that scent because that's a staple, like, sea scent. And the Portofino was really spot on when they picked that scent when we went through the process. So that's still in works, but my sister designed a really beautiful label for that, and I really want to come out with it soon just because it's such a gorgeous piece. And once you see it, you feel not only you're in the Portofino, but you feel like you're right there in Redondo Beach Harbor. It smells like the harbor, but it feels like the Portofino. So it's a great connection of the two.
I imagine they got a ton of great feedback from their guests, you know, that their initial baskets. They must have got great feedback from that, and they thought, wow, this is a hit. Let's do more of this.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's so it was really it felt really good that a big business could give a small business a shot, and it felt really great. It felt just as it should, you know, working together to create, you know, something big and something that people would appreciate.
You see, I think of it as intimate. I think of it is a big thing, but I think of it as intimate because I don't know of any hotels, and I love staying at hotels. They'll have beautiful bath products. You know, they'll provide you with nice bath products, but they're mass produced.
Right.
I haven't been any place where I'm using soap from,
that is true. I've noticed that too in hotels.
Now, who is that?
Oh, that's just me.
Well,
I agree.
Stop it now.
Full sound effects.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, so I've actually stayed at a hotel, a local hotel, but I'm not going to mention who it is. And, you know, I notice things now more so because of my products and such. And ironically, they have products that are not even from the U.S. It's from Europe. And so it was just interesting to me, you know, they spent all this money on you know, the lavish, you know, insides and such. But, it's all about the details. That's how I always think about it. And I noticed those little details, and there was a disconnect, you know. I was staying somewhere in this beachy town, but yet, you know, the products around me were not even from the U.S., let alone, you know, Redondo Beach.
Right.
And we all know that keeping it local, we always say it. And, Joe,
yep.
You know what? We're going to take a station break and do a commercial, right?
Right. Let's do that. And when we come back, Christina, I want to ask you some tech questions about cauldrons and vats of product being mixed and stuff like that. I want to know more about how that's done, the process. We're having a great discussion. You're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking with Soap Seas, SEAS, SoapSeas.com, a wonderful purveyor of all natural soap and bath products, and now vitamin C and so many other things. We're having a fantastic discussion. If you'd like to join our discussion, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, at this time, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. And, yeah, Christina, I'm curious about the process. And, of course, as a small business owner myself, you know, it has been quite a process. I now have my own urban farm here in Lawndale, and we're getting the farm in place. It's indoors. It's all you know, artificial lights, and it's indoors soil and hydroponically, but it's a process. Tell us about your process.
Well, lucky for me, I'm a Virgo, and I am a perfectionist, and I just plan. I'm very organized. So that's really, really helped me with this process of soap making and with all my other bath products. So I make true cold process soap. There's different other processes of how to make soap. I make bars. I don't make liquid soap. But cold process soap, it actually takes from start to finish get and I cure it and cut it and all that, it actually takes about 6 weeks before you can actually use that bar of soap.
Wow.
So I've had to prepare way ahead of time. So, for instance, like my holiday shows that I'm going to be having or my holiday events, I've actually already been making holiday soaps for that. So while you guys are enjoying fall right now, I'm in the middle of Christmas tree soaps and peppermint soaps. So, yeah, that is a challenge sometimes when I end up doing I take on more shows than I've planned, because then, you know, I'm looking at my inventory and, oh, gosh, I don't have enough, or it wouldn't be ready in enough time, you know. So the process of soap making is a little lengthy, I would say. But I do everything in small batches, so I don't really have these huge vats and big drums and such in my place.
Boil, toil, and trouble.
Right, exactly. I'm not, it's not this huge chemistry, you know, experiment going on. But mind you, I would want to get more space, so I could possibly get more into the vats and the more bigger, you know, equipment, so I can make more in a short amount of time.
Is it about space that you need, or is it just better equipment in the space you have?
I would say space. One thing, Joe, is I live literally like a block away from the beach. So as most people know, these beach places, they're not the biggest of space, but we do get a great backyard. So I don't want to trade that for the world, but I would want to get more space, like a studio space, to create more, to have bigger equipment, and then that way I can I can be kept up with my production and my inventory. So the process of the soap making, I'd say, would be the longest. Everything else doesn't take that long, but I do spend time with it. There's care made into every single product that I do. But, yeah, there's a lot of planning ahead for sure. By the time I wake up until, you know, I'm done coming home at night from a networking event, I'm always creating or making or marketing or something.
I have to ask you, Christine, so would a commercial – could you do what you do out of a commercial kitchen?
Yeah, basically, I would just need access to, you know, like a huge – like a sink would be key for sure. I'd like to have access to outlets and even a refrigerator. So it would just need more space in that sense too.
You know, it's funny because this past weekend I was talking to somebody. They're a caterer, and they're not a caterer. I can't remember what it was. It was food.
I was like, was it Michelle?
I'm sorry. I'm not remembering what it was, but she rents out a space at the kitchen terminal. I think she said she does it once a week. Joe, I don't know if you were with me. I went for the grand opening event. It's in Redondo. It's in an industrial park. I think there's 6 or 8 kitchens, full commercial kitchens. So it's all in one place. It's not separate, you know. It's a whole kitchen set up, one right after another. And they also have the racks with the pots and the pans and all the utensils.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's exactly what I use to cure all my soaps.
This woman was telling me she rents a space one day a week.
Right.
And she just spends the whole day there making all her stuff. I'm sorry, I can't remember what it was. Like cookies or something.
Oh, she like cooks. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So
I'll have to connect or something. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's the kitchen terminal, TKT, and it's in Redondo Beach. And I know several people that are using it. Caterers are using it. I know who it was. It was Julie. I was down at the Riviera Village Farmers Market on Sunday, and she sells Bubba's dog treats. And yeah, that's who it was. And she rents space at the kitchen terminal, and she does it, I think she said, once a week, and to make her dog treats.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but I know other caterers that use it. Like,
right.
A lot of other caterers say they might already have their own space, but say they have a huge event and they need more room.
They need extra. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll.
Yeah, because especially
space.
When the holidays are coming up, and Joe, I do, Jackie knows this, but I do a lot of baskets and gift baskets and a lot of, custom orders. And so when the holidays come, oh, my gosh, my apartment's, like, it's, like, filled to the brim with, like, all these baskets and cellophane and all kinds of stuff, you know, ribbons and everything. And so, yeah, I would just like extra storage just for inventory, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if they do storage. I know that they have giant walk-in refrigerators and stuff. I imagine that's where people
right.
put their perishables. But, I mean, and honest to God, I don't even know if they would let you do something like that in there if it's
right.
not space. But,
yeah.
But there are facilities.
When you're in a space like this, I definitely have become resourceful for sure. Like some of my neighbors let me use some of their garage space, you know,
right.
I'll definitely
right.
have stored some stuff at my folks' place. So, you know, there's bits and pieces of soap seeds, you know, here and there, but the heart of it's here in Redondo Beach. And so, yeah, I like to keep it here and local, so.
Right. Well, that is fantastic. That is so fantastic. It's so heartening to hear, you know, stories like this. But now tell us phase two. You're doing well. You've obviously got a great marketing sense. Your sister's doing your graphics design. The website looks wonderful. You've got an excellent domain and kind of your company branding, Soap Seas.
Uh-huh.
Is excellent. You can really build on that. What's in store for phase two? Where do you want to do next? Something different than what you're doing now?
Right. So phase two, kind of what we were talking about before, I really want to share my love and my joy for Soap Seas with fellow coastal, you know, cities and possibly other hotels and hotel chains. I think that would be
okay.
a great way for the public to be connected to not only, you know, the beach and the sea, but to be connected to a feel-good product, a local product, and a small biz product, you know. It's not always about, you know, the big dogs. It's about the people that start, you know, these small businesses, and we have a story, and I'd love to share my story. And I think a lot of people so far, they have really accepted me
right.
and Soap Seas, and I love that. And I
right.
really connect with all my friends and, you know, fellow chamber members and other makers in the community, and just that good support really drives me to really expand and share. And that's why I love to collaborate with other businesses and like the C Lab, and I even like to collaborate with other makers. You know, at the Manhattan Beach Hometown Fair, I shared a booth with a fellow artist in Hermosa Beach, Laura Schuler, and we had such a great time, you know, celebrating each other and celebrating each other's work. And that's what it's about. And I just really like to continue that. You know, I'm the leader of the Academy of Handmade South Bay chapter. We actually have a meeting next week, so if any artists
sorry,
out there...
I'm sorry, the Academy of Handmade?
Yeah, so there's actually a group, and it's in the U.S. There's one in San Francisco, there's one in Orange County, there's Los Angeles. you know, we are a group of supporters and artists that want to build and strengthen the handmade community. So for me, I lead the South Bay chapter of LA. So LA is pretty big. So there's we have like Silver Lake chapter, and there's Orange County chapter. But I'm the leader of the South Bay chapter, and I connect with the Long Beach chapter lead, and we do meetings around the South Bay or around Long Beach, and it's just a bunch of makers and artists that get together in the community. You get to know, you know, the local jeweler, you get to know, you know, the local wood crafter, you know, and it's a great space for all of us to just vibe off each other, connect, give each other, you know, tips about shows, about tricks, about all of that. And it's a great community. So if anyone's interested, connect with me. All the information's on my website. We're meeting next week at Mix Studio. That's in Hermosa Beach.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a great way to meet your fellow maker.
I think this is one of those moments that people might just blow their minds. Academy of
Academy
Homemade
of Handmade.
Or Handmade. Academy
Handmade.
Of Handmade.com. Academy
mm-hmm.
of Handmade.com. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm really grateful that I connected with the Academy, and it's just been a really great space in my creative life.
Right.
Sharon Fain, who's the director, she started it all. It was just in L.A., and now she's built to all these different cities, you know, around the U.S. And so now, I mean, we have this common thread. I mean, I could go to San Francisco and meet up with, you know, fellow members of the Academy and, you know, without even knowing them from the day before and just become friends by the end of the day, you
right.
know, just because we share that common thread. So it's a cool vibe. And a lot of people appreciate, you know, knowing their maker. So it's
well,
cool.
I'm thrilled at this time. We're going to introduce Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Hey, Bobby, are you there?
I am. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Hi,
good.
Bobby.
Hey. No, I don't know if you guys have talked about this because I just joined this conversation maybe 15, 20 minutes ago. But if you guys haven't checked out Soapsies on their Instagram, you're really
yeah.
missing out. There's some fantastic photos
oh,
posted
thanks,
every day.
Bobby.
She's so good. She's one of my favorite Instagrammers in the South Bay. So make sure you check her out.
Woo! Thanks, Bobby.
And it's just Soapsies is your handle on Instagram?
Yep. Soapsies, Soapsees on Instagram,
right.
on Facebook. Yep.
Right. Fantastic. Well, Bobby Christian, what's going on around town with the Chamber?
Well, yeah, some awesome things happening in the Chamber this week and next week. Tomorrow or today, there's a ribbon cutting and grand opening for Connect the Federal Credit Union. That's at 6 p.m. tonight to 6:30. That's going to be the grand opening of their branch in Redondo Beach, so make sure to check that out. And then next week on Thursday, I'm sorry, tomorrow. It's on the calendar the wrong place. Tomorrow at 11:30 to 1 p.m., there's a network cafe at the Belmar. That's going to be $25 for members, $30 for non-members. You have to RSVP to this one, so make sure you give us a call at 310-376-6911. You want to talk to Nancy or Cheryl to confirm that you're coming to this. The Belmar Hotel, of course, is a beautiful hotel. There's complimentary valet parking, but carpools are encouraged. And then on the visitor side of things, this weekend is Get Lit Yoga Party on the Pier at 10 a.m. to noon. It's the third Saturday of every month, so it's this Saturday. We got DJs, yoga. It's a real fun way, especially if you don't do yoga that often or if you're looking to like maybe meet some other yogis in the area. This is the place to do it on the pier. And that's what's going on this week in Redondo Beach.
All right. Well, that's fantastic, and it's wonderful to have such a creative handmade community here in the South Bay. Are there other sort of meetups, Christina, in the South Bay for people that do handmade products and services?
Yeah, definitely. Just when I connect with my friends so far, you know, there's always either like an art show going on or a pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
I just went to a pop-up art show a couple weeks back at Abbas Kitchen. My friend Ariel started it, and all these different makers from the South Bay collected there. I even have some makers that live literally down the street from me, and one of them's Chelsea and Jake. They do handmade wood pieces. Their
right.
biz is called Gnarwood.
Right.
They actually just created a piece for me on the fly for my show at the Manhattan Beach Hometown. So there's always something to connect with when you start meeting these other makers, and it's awesome because you get to really connect with the South Bay community, you meet new friends, you know, you get to you know, experience their create, what they create, and it's just great because, you know, I have all these pieces and they're all handmade, and then I could tell if someone likes it, you know, oh, this is my friend down the street, or this is my friend, you know, in Hermosa, and go see her show next week, you know. There's another couple art shows coming up next week, Friday night. Next Friday night, Laura told me about that. It's at the Joslyn Center. Then the next day, there's another art show in Torrance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's always something going on. And I would, you know, just pull to in the community to just go out there. Like, open your eyes. Go to the, like, you know, if you hear of something going on, then pop in and it's always like a welcoming vibe anyway. So you're not missing, you know, you're missing out if you're not going.
Bobby, you know, we often talk about how the chamber is always making efforts to sort of create and enhance and support communities of their members. Like, of course, Redondo Beach Weddings.org is just the one of the premier examples of the chamber creating a community of artisans and service professionals and so forth around the concept of weddings in Redondo Beach. But does the chamber do anything as regards, you know, handmade products or crafts, you know, that kind of thing?
You know, one of the best things about being a part of the chamber, and from the Visitors Bureau side of things, we have a small committee that works together. We meet once a month. Anybody who's a member of the chamber can come and offer different ideas, and it's really beneficial because we have a small staff, and so we really rely on our volunteers to get things started. And so these people come to the meeting, and they're really active, and they have their fresh ideas. They connect at the meetings, and then we complement whatever they can do with chamber work when necessary. So, for instance, just yesterday I was talking with the people from Bass Kitchen, and they're just about to secure their art walk permit, which has been something they've been working on for a few months now. And in the meeting, we talked about how we can complement what they're doing there and what we're going to be able to do to talk about that and push that out. So as far as the chamber does to promote handmade or like artisanal crafts, that sort of thing in the area, we're really placed to meet other people, figure out what can be done, and then us to help you facilitate that work on your own. We can work with the city for you. We can do that sort of thing. So if, for instance, if Soapsies wanted to be part of the art walk, well, come to the meeting. You can connect with a Bass Kitchen and work with them to plan it from the ground up.
Right.
Okay, Bobby, you got to tell me more about this art walk.
Yeah.
Well, so the art walk is still. I mean, it's definitely something that they've taken under their wing at a Bass Kitchen, and they've been working on really hard. They don't have the permit yet. I know that. I think they said last night or yesterday that it's going to be next week or the week after that they're going to get it confirmed. And once that's done, they'll be able to set dates and all that sort of thing.
You know, Bobby, since I'm a chamber member, I always am doing all these things. I would love to spearhead, you know, giving you guys some of the local stuff that's going on. Or I can, like, text you or email you or something, because I'm always knowing of something going on in the South Bay regarding to art or pop-ups or anything like that.
I love that kind of stuff. So one thing about working with the chamber is that we work at the chamber is we work only with chamber members. So if you're involved in the art walk, we can do it. But if it's something that's set in Torrance, we can't really do too much for that. But anything that's happening in the area,
okay.
If you'd let me know. Or, for instance, I found out that you were at the Manhattan Beach hometown thing just through your Instagram and Facebook. And so if you let me know a few days ahead of time, I could have been talking about that. I mean, like I said, I love your work, and it's not just you. I like a lot of the work that's happening in Redondo Beach. So anyway, I can help and talk about that and amplify your voice is what I'm here to do.
Nice.
Bobby is an equal opportunity lover. He loves everything that happens in Redondo Beach. Equal opportunity lover, yeah.
I don't know how to respond to that without sounding a little cheesy. So I'm not gonna let that.
Don't respond. There is something just exciting about the rise of handmade artisan products, whether it's, you know, foods. I'm in the the urban farming space. I love connecting with chefs and in local farmers markets, and people connect on a very personal level with their handmade artisan.
Yeah, there's definitely a maker's movement going on, Joe, and I'm just trying to share as much as I can, especially in the South Bay, to all the neighbors and friends and colleagues that are here, just to, you know, put a little spotlight on knowing their local makers and enjoying these pieces that are, you know, right in their neighborhood.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Bobby Christian, for joining us today, and we'll check out redondochamber.org.
For the chamber events, it's redondochamber.org, and then for things like Get Lit, Party Yoga on the Pier, and the Farmers Market, it's visitredondo.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Bobby Christian, for joining us.
Thank you.
And Christina, it's about that time. Tell us everything. How do people get involved and or get in touch with Soapsies?
Okay. To get involved with me, I just like Bobby says, to be honest, I am social media all the time. My Instagram, social media accounts, and Facebook are usually always up to date. I'm always posting about what's coming up, what I'm doing. Here's, you know, who I'm involved with, upcoming, you know, meetings and so forth. But all my main information is definitely on my website, soapsies.com, S-O-A-P-S-E-A-S. If you'd like to email me, I have my email list there as well. For custom orders, I do, you know, party favors, bachelorette wedding favors. That's actually how I started this whole business. When I was just soaping for a hobby, my sister got engaged and, you know, asked if I would do her wedding favors. And I was so freaked out, guys. I was like, are you sure? Are you sure you want me to do, you know, be responsible for your wedding, you know, favors? And she had, you know, the confidence in me, and it was really cool. And then 150 soaps plus later, everyone loved it. And after that, everyone's like, you got to do this. You got to do this, you know. And
you
so,
got to do this.
Yeah.
And,
then after that, yeah, it was like the whole family supported me.
So
the whole
now
family.
Now you know who to blame.
I don't be like, look at the monster you created, you know. Yeah, definitely, for sure. So it's really cool how my family, yeah, they were with me every step of the way. So I really appreciate them.
You know, in just a couple minutes, starting a business is hard, Christina.
Yeah.
What would you say in 30 seconds or a minute, what would you say to someone out there who has an idea, regardless of whether it's food, you know, we have to give this URL, thekitchenterminal.com.
Right.
Thekitchenterminal.com. You need a commercial kitchen if you want to get a health permit to make jams and jellies and other kinds of food products for retail in the marketplace. So you need a commercial kitchen. What would you say? What would the advice be?
So business advice, well, first and foremost, before you put your name out there, I would definitely get all the right licensing, permits, trademarks, all that out of the way first, because I actually had a little hiccup with copyright infringement, like in the first couple months of me coming out with my brand. But after you get all that squared away, get all that legal schmeagle stuff done, honestly, Joe, it's just tenacity. You got to hustle. You just got to hustle. I literally wake up and work. You know, business is on my mind. Business is on my mind the entire time, and I hustle. I put myself out there, take risks, take chances, meet people, ask a question. You know, with the C-Lab, it literally was just me going out of my box and emailing until I got a, you know, response, and they were just really welcoming with that. So you never know until you try. So all I would say would be business advice would be hustle. Just hustle as much as you can. If you don't know if I should go to this meeting or I don't know if I should go to this, just do it. Just do it. You have nothing to lose. You know, just put yourself out there.
You've just given two of the greatest pieces of advice from two of my mentors, Gary Vaynerchuk, hustle, and from Nike, just do it.
Yeah, I love that. Perfect. Hustle and just do it.
Just do it. Thank you so much, Christina Winstrom. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
And
thanks,
of course,
guys.
Thanks, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.